All right, Mr. Connors, 8th place tonight. Was it an 8th place car?
I would say no, but I don't want to be mean. Everybody worked real hard tonight. They have been for a while now. We made a lot of improvements. We weren't quite there for the feature. It was kind of a handful, but overall, I think we learned a lot, so it wasn't bad. We were the quickest we've ever been, you know, for the heat race, and it was a little free, and we just didn't tighten it up enough. But I think moving forward from this, we got a lot to look forward to, I guess.
The other car, what's left of it?
I don't know yet. We haven't taken it apart. It's still just sitting in a pile in the corner.
We're not going to see that with anybody else in it. There's no chance at this point, right?
No. There's something that problems we've had with that car that we haven't figured out yet anyways, and it's just easier to work on something that we know is at least close. So we're slowly getting closer with this car, but the other car might be a winter project or something, maybe run with a wing. I don't know. We'll see.
This car seemed pretty good out of the box, though. Well, I don't say out of the box. I mean, out of the garage or the trailer when you had to get it out earlier in the year.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, it didn't go as bad as we thought. This car's never ran independent without the wing, so we kind of had to ask around, get some help, and to try and figure out where to put everything. So it's kind of been a learning curve since then. But yeah, definitely without the help, we would be struggling right now for sure. So
I'm bombarded with peanut shells or something here. Classic, how's the Classic treated you over the years?
Not great. Definitely not good. We usually, some sort of bad luck comes along either during the race or before the race, and I think we've only finished maybe one or two of them out of 10 years, so we've had blown motors, we've had rear end covers fall off, we've had pretty much anything, so just getting through the race, I think, is the biggest thing, and as long as we get the car the best it can be for the race, that's all we can do.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you take this next couple weeks any differently with your history in this race? I mean, do you just kind of go in there and just try to finish the thing, stay out of trouble, get 200 laps, or maybe 195, 198 if you're going to have a couple laps? Be happy with that, or, you know, qualify it and see how good it looks on the grid and go from there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're always going for the win, but just the record of bad luck. I mean, usually it's not even just, you know, falling out or anything. It's something breaks or, you know, it's bad. So there's only so much we can check on the car, you know, and if something's going to go bad, it's going to go bad. We can't do anything about that. But I think as long as we can time trial in a decent spot, which this year will be harder than any year, and there's so many cars, I think the top 10 were 16 too, so it's definitely going to be tough to get a decent spot to start. So we definitely got to start there. And after that, we got to try and get a car that's going to last the whole race, which right now we don't have. So we definitely have some more to work on.
What do you mean by you don't have a car that can last the race?
We were real loose tonight, and we haven't been able to get the loose out of the car the last week or two, which is okay when you're running on new tires, which is why we did okay in the heat. But we couldn't really kind of figure out what to do with it for the feature. I mean, we tightened it up quite a bit, but I guess it wasn't enough. You know, once you're free off, the tires go away real quick. And for the Classic, that's definitely not a good thing. So,
are you the kind of guy that does not want to pit, or do you like to try to plan at least one pit in there somewhere?
Definitely not pitting is a lot easier. There's a lot less that can go wrong. You're taking a lot out of the situation. Once you come into pit, there's so many factors, you know, with the push trucks and, you know, somebody screwing up in the pits, and there's just so much that can go wrong. So if we don't have to pit, we won't, but if it comes down to that, you know, we will.